A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. When Christ freed us, he meant us to remain free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. My brothers, you were called, as you know, to liberty. But be careful, or this liberty will provide an opening for self-indulgence. Serve one another rather in works of love, since the whole of the law is summarized in a single command, love your neighbor as yourself. If you go snapping at each other and tearing each other to pieces, you had better watch, or you will destroy the whole community. Let me put it like this. If you are guided by the Spirit, you will be in no danger of yielding to self-indulgence, since self-indulgence is the opposite of the Spirit. The Spirit is totally against such a thing. And it is precisely because the two are so opposed that you have not always carried out your good intentions. If you are led by the Spirit, no law can touch you. The Word of the Lord. The breath of God's Spirit can on occasion feel like a gentle breeze, perhaps a reminder to the disciple of what it is she or he can do when we permit the impetus of that divine breeze to drive us on. That same Spirit of God can on other occasions be a gale force wind, particularly when gentle talking has not moved us an inch. A sharp blast of cold air may be what is needed to move us on, to reawaken our desire for what is genuinely good. What Paul is seeking to share with the Galatian disciples is his insight that they ought to feel as free as the Spirit, that breeze of God, free to love, free to go out and love. So what are we free of? Free of fear, surely, and of the temptation to self-indulgence and selfishness. And free for what? Free for love and for generous care of one another, service in Christ's name, who is dedicated service and love personified. Were I honest enough to admit it, I have on occasion tended to expect from others a level of virtue that didn't bother me much. I have, I confess, enjoyed sitting in judgment. And that meant I was blissfully unaware that I needed forgiveness, the gift I was then not at all willing or ready to share. This was the indulgence of self-righteousness. What Paul speaks of in his correspondence with disciples in Galatia and in different locations is this: enjoy your own new life in Christ, rather than self-righteously inspect how misguided other folks may on occasion seem to be. Life is not a spectator sport. Live well, rather than complain that others don't. The Spirit you have been given must now be made flesh in the way you and I live. I'm still learning that when I strip myself of what has no place in the wardrobe of a disciple, then I can put on Christ, who is himself the post-baptismal tunic I need to inspire me. The pilgrim path that began in a baptismal splash must not now be allowed to falter in a world of slavery to self-indulgence. Slavery is no more for those called out of the dark prison of sin, called into the light, a light in which we can begin to see Christ's meaning and move accordingly. Sail on then in the impetus of that divine breath. Go on, you are free to love.